The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Jacobowitz, Mechaber Sefer Gvul Rishonim on Erevin, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nedarim Daf Memhei. The Mishnah, in the beginning of the fifth paragraph of Nedarim, Perek Hashutzim, Daf Memhei and Beis, starts off, Hashutzim Shanodir Anozim is there. Two people are partners in a chotzer, they share the same chotzer, the same courtyard, the same backyard, and the main and not to have enough from each other. And the Gemara is going to explain that we're talking about a chotzer she'im b'dei chaluka. It's not small enough for them to split the two. So they're both partners in the entire chotzer, in the entire courtyard. So the Tanakhama says they're bona fide asur l'kanes b'chotzer. Now they're not allowed to go into the chotzer. They're forbidden from coming into the chotzer because when each one enters the chotzer, they are being nana, they are deriving hana, enjoyment from the other one because they're using the other one's power of the chotzer. Since the chotzer belongs to the two of them in partnership, so therefore, if they're both not allowed to have enough from each other because they made a nether not to have enough from each other, whichever way they made the nether, so then they're not allowed to enter the chotzer. Rav Elazar ben Yankov, I remember Rav Elazar ben Yankov argues, he says, Zen nuchnus tzech shaloi. Each one can enter the chotzer when they want to enter the chotzer, and when they're entering the chotzer, review it as if they're entering their part, since they own 50% of the chotzer. So when Reuven enters the chotzer, we could say he's using his 50% of the ownership of the chotzer, and at a different time when Shimon enters the chotzer, we could say that Shimon is using his 50% of the ownership of the chotzer. So that's why Rav Meyeng says it's mutter for them to walk around and to go inside the chotzer. The Drisus Rego stepping inside and walking through the chotzer is mutter for them. And the Gemara Mevamah Beis, the Gemara since the Paschim that Allah says like Rav Meyeng, Zenuch and Sech Shaloi, they're both allowed to enter the chotzer. Now there's a problem that the Rishon grapple with over here is that the Gemara Baba Kamba Daf Nal from Beis, Perek Shnei Shlagim Sapara, the Gemara says that the Machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Meyeng is actually about Dreira. Dreira is a concept which appears many places in Shas. And the idea of Dreira is that sometimes one can make a halois, one can make some halachic decision over here, and its effects are not clear yet. It's not clear exactly how it's going to be set up. For example, someone would want to write a get, and someone has a few wives. In the olden days, one was allowed to have more than one wife. They could write a get, and they could say that it's not clear exactly which of my wives I want to divorce, who the get is for, and the Eidah She'erza, whichever one I decide later on, that's what I want the get to be for. So right now, the writing of the get is now, and the get is being created now. There's an asiyah, there's a creation of the get. It has to be done the right way, the right kavanah, the shema. It has to be done properly, and the right person has to write it, and the get is created now. But we're going to fill in the blanks later on. We don't know yet who the get is for, but later on we'll fill in the blanks. When we fill in the blanks later on, who the get is for, we'll be able to look back and say retroactively, back in the beginning when the get was written, it was really written for this wife, for this lady. A similar concept is by brothers who yash the father, the father's nifter, and the sons yash the father. So you have a few brothers, yash the father, and it's not clear exactly who's supposed to get which part of the Yerusha. They get the whole Yerusha, the whole, and whatever the father lives over, they get B'shutfis, and their partners right away, the partnership of three Sabbais, they all own it together, then they split it up. So when they split it up later on, the concept of prayer says that whichever way they split it up, if they left over two houses, and there's two brothers, and one takes one house, the other takes the other house, so prayer would say that we could look back and say that retroactively at the time when the father was Nifta, when the father passed away, that Reuven got this house, and Shimon got that house. And there's a machlokes we say yesh brira or ein brira in all of Shas. So we're allowed to say that we can now look back and say retroactively that the get was really written for this wife, and this brother really right away yash in this house, and the other brother inherited the other house. Or do we say ein brira? It's something which is not clear at the time that it happens. We cannot go later on and fill in the blanks and then look back and say that that's really how it was to begin with. We cannot look back later on and say, oh, the get was really written for that wife. We decide later on. Rather, it has to be clear right away who the get is written for. And if it's not written out and made clear right away who the get is being written for, then we say the whole get is bato. If not, challah doesn't work. The same thing with the Yerusha. That as soon as at the time that the father's nifter, it's not clear who's going to be getting which of his properties, which of his mechasim. And therefore, later on, when they make the decision how to split it up, we cannot look back and say that really from the beginning, this one got this house and that one got that house. But rather, we have to say that it's unknown who is supposed to get what. And right now, they're just making a trade. They're making a chalipin, the Ahas and Shiyoshin, that Lekuba saying, as if they each bought different properties off each other. We cannot look back and say that in the beginning, this is how it was meant to be. So the Gemara Baba Kama seems to say the Machlekes Tanakama and the Blessed Ben Yankov over here is about the same type of a shiloh. That the question is, when they made the partnership in the Chatzar, at that point it wasn't clear who's going to have the rights to the Chatzar at which point. And Rav Elazar ben Yankov is saying the Yeshbeir, that now, when each one wants to walk into the Chatzar, he can look back and say that when I bought the Chatzar, I bought the rights to the Chatzar, it was really meant for this this point, if I'm walking through the chaser between 9 and 9.05 in the morning, so for those 5 minutes are always meant to be mine. And the other partner, if he wants to walk in at 9.10, he can say, those 5 minutes from 9.10 to 9.15, that was always meant for me. And from the beginning, it was really meant, it was really set up to be like that. That's what Blessed Yankovos, the age barrier. We could go back and say retroactively that this is always what was meant. Ta'akama holds that no, ain't rare. Since at the time it wasn't clear exactly who's going to own it and who's going to have the rights for which time. So we say it's unclear, and therefore they cannot go to the chaser, because maybe they're using, or maybe we are sure that they're using the other one's part of the chaser as well, and therefore they're being nene from each other, which they're not allowed to do because of the nene they made, that they should not be nene, they should not derive any benefit and enjoyment from each other, and therefore they cannot enter the chaser according to Ta'akama. So the question that we show them pose over here is that Rav Elazar ben Yankov says that Yesh Birer, and we pass by Rav Elazar ben Yankov. We know that there's a cloud, the Gemara passes it in Be'ah, the Gemara Be'ah HaMachas and Alf, after a whole Shach Vatari, a whole back and forth in the Gemara about from passing Yesh Birer, or Ein Birer, and Rav Oshia is the main member over there, he's the one, the main Amorah, and the Gemara says that Rav Oshia does not hold a Birer, but they're right, by their right, Rav Oshia does not hold a Birer, but they're born in this place, by their Rabbanan he has Birer. This seems to be how we pass it, how the Gemara is Miyashiva, puts together all different members, all different statements that are made, everything to work out, is that by a drabonon, if it's a shiloh of an isa drabonon, then we could say that yesh bera, and we could say that retroactively everything was clear, but a shiloh of deraiso, like a shiloh of a get, of a married woman, which is a shiloh of isa deraiso, of ishish, so there we say ain bera. If it wasn't clear right away in the beginning who the get is for, so then the get does not work. Over here, by Nazar, we're dealing with Issa Deraisa. And that is a very common, it's very stringent, it's Deraisa, it's Issa of the Torah. So if it's a Deraisa, it's Issa, so then we should say, we should have to say Ein Brera. And how could it be that we pass on the Blessed Yankov who says Yesh Brera? There's basically four Terutzim that are said in the Rishonim. The first two come from the Bali Ha-Tesis, the Be'etam and the Ri, the mention of the Ran, by also Manhem of Beit, as well as in short, by on the Tesis, on the side of the Gemara, and Tesis, on the Vodma Beit. Rabbi Yitam says that we pass the Blessed Yankov, each one can go in, but not because of Brera, but for a different reason. Because the whole question of the someone is not allowed to benefit from their friend. Could they walk into their friend's chaser? It's not so posh that's a problem. At least the Rebbe walking around the problem. It depends if Vitor is Osir by Mudra Anno, or Vitor is Mudra by Mudra Anno. Something which people usually mavatar on. They usually don't care about. Most people don't mind if someone else uses their backyard as a shortcut. And therefore, it could be that Vitor is Mudra by Mudra Anno. That's something which people usually mavatar on. They don't usually care if someone else just steps through and walks through the chaser for a few minutes and passes through. So therefore, that's something that's altogether not Osir by Mudra Anno. So therefore, each one could walk into the chaser, because even if they're walking to the other one's park, this is something that people don't usually care about people using their backyard as a shortcut, so therefore it's not included in the Isser of Mudra Anno at all. And that's why we pass by Blessed Man Yankov, not because of the reason of Brera, which Blessed Man Yankov itself goes with in the way the Gemara says in Baba Kama. The other Rishonim, the Ri, they don't like this parrot, because all over the last parak of Ein Be'ah, of the previous parak of Ein Be'ah Mudra, we went with Vitor's Osir Mudra Anno, that's where the stomach of the Shas went, that's where the Mishnah's went, therefore it's unlikely that all of a sudden they're passing that Ri Serevel, they're walking through, that things that people are Mavat on is Mudra Mudra Anno. The reason, the difference there is the reason that we will be passing the Yeshver even by their ancestors. This has very far-reaching effects in Gittin and in other places in Shas by Frosh's Truma. But the reason that we passed them that you could say Brera, even by Yisra Deraisa, we could say that you could fill in the blanks later on, and then we'll look back retroactively and say that always was meant. And that was the Gemara in Be'ah goes with Rabbi Yishia's Maskan over there. The Gemara only wants from Rabbi Yishia that by the Rabbanon we say Brera. But that which Rabbi Yishia says that by Deraisa, we don't say Brera, that part of Rabbi Yishia, we don't Maskan, and we say Yesh Brera both by the Rabbanon and by the Raisa. That's not like the way the Gemara seems to come out in Be'ah. It doesn't work for how the Gemara over Shas always try to work out different Mishnayos, Yesh Brera, in Brera. So the other Rishonim don't like the Tzarek of the Ri as well. The Ramban, it's in the Hilchos Ramban in the back of the Gemara, and the Ritzvah over there on the side explains it. It's not clear if the Ritzvah is really written by the Ritzvah, but the Rishon explains the Ramban over there, and it's quoted by the Ran over here also. The Ramban says that this Brera, the Gemara and Baba Kama is talking about, the Blessed Yankov, the Agra Brera, is not the same Brera as the rest of Shas. It's a different type of Brera. We're not going back retroactively and filling in the blanks. We're saying that when they originally bought the Chaser Meshutfas, and they bought this backyard Meshutfas, it was right away set up that each one's going to own it for the time that they use it. And we don't have to go back later on and fill in the blanks, because right away that was set up that they're only for the times that they use it. There's no need to fill in the blanks later on. And therefore over here, we could agree to Brera, and even though we don't usually pass in Brera by Deraisa, here we could pass in Brera. They're abundant still, don't say Brera. For Blessed Man Yankov says Brera in such a case where there's no need to fill in the blanks later on. Right away was set up that each one's going to own it for the time that's theirs. When each one is using it, they're using only their own stuff, their own part of the chaser, and that's why it's mutter for each one to walk into the chaser, because now they're using their own part of the chaser. The Rav doesn't like this. He says it's fair to say, it's difficult to hear that the Gemara uses the same word, the Yesh Brera, Ein Brera, that the Gemara uses all over Shas, and then there's a whole different meaning, a whole different connotation. the Ram says that we're talking about the regular Brera. We do have to fill in the blanks later on and say that in the beginning when it was bought, it's unknown who's going to own it for which time. And now, we're going to go back now, fill in the blanks and say that I own it from 9 o'clock to 9:05. When I was walking through, you own it from 9:10 to 9:15. When you were walking through, there is a regular concept of Brera. And that's why the Gemara could use the same expression of Brera as the Gemara uses all of a Shas. However, even though usually we don't pass in Yesh Brera by the Raisa, here we could pass in Yesh Brera by the Raisa because that much the Ramban is correct, the Ram agrees, that it's different from regular Brera in the sense that it's not a complete unknown. It's not like someone writes a guest and he says it's going to be for one of my wives and we have no idea which wife. We do know that each one's going to own it for the time that they use the chassid, the time that they're walking through the chassid. Just since it's unknown when that time is, we do have to fill in the exact times later on and say retroactively those are the times. So it is the regular concept of Yesh Brera, but although in most of Shas we don't pass in Brera by Issa D'Raisa, here we could pass in Brera by Issa D'Raisa because much less to fill in, much more was known in the beginning, and there's much less to fill in later on, much less information has to be worked out later on, because we know that we're going to say that each one owned it retroactively from the time that they used it. We just don't know exactly what those times are. That little piece of information could fill in later on. So it is a regular machlokes of Yesh Brera and Ein Brera, but although in most of Shas we pass in Ein Brera by D'Raisa, here we could pass in Yesh Brera by D'Raisa. Now, the classical case where we do Paskin Brera by the Rabbanim is by Ruvei Tchumen. The classical of Tchumen, at least in most cases of Tchumen, the case of the halacha of Tchum Apayim is the Rabbanim, that every person is Kanish Shvis in the beginning of Shabbos. Wherever they are, Ben Hashmos, in the beginning of Shabbos, that's their home for Shabbos. If they're in the ear, if they're in a city, something which halachically is considered a city for Tchumen, not something which legally is a city, but something which halachically is considered a city in regards to Tchumen, which one could learn about in Erevin, in the fourth or fifth parakum of Erevin, so that's their home for Shabbos, and then they're allowed to go outside their home, or in the case where they start off in a city, outside of the city, 2,000 amos in all directions. Sometimes we could extend the city very far, and therefore the 2,000 amos does not start right away, but once 2,000 amos starts, and they get 2,000 amos away from their city, from where the city ends, they're allowed to go 2,000 amos, and that's it, they're not allowed to go any further. Let's say they want to go further on Shabbos, they want to go to a different city or somewhere that's more than 2,000 amos away. A lot of times they can make an Erev Tchumen. They can either put down pas, bread, or matzah, or they can put down something that's used to malafas the pas, something that's a spread, or it's eaten with bread, peanut butter and jelly, anything that's eaten with bread they can put down as Erev Tchumen, and they, that becomes their home for Shabbos, the place to put the Erev Tchumen down. That's their home for that Shabbos. They can put down their Erev Tchumen, their matzah, or their peanut butter and jelly, they can put it down close to 2,000 amos away from their home or away from their city, and then they can walk until the place where the Erev is, plus another 2,000 amos past that, because that Erev Tchumen they made, that's their home, and they're allowed 2,000 amos in all directions from the Erev. The 2,000 amos takes them to walk until the Erev, plus another 2,000 amos past that. So, the halacha is as follows. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Eruv Tchumen Arachayim from Tov Yud Gimel that Ma'arav L'Rabim, somebody who makes the Eruv Tchumen for a whole tzibur, for many people, Mishloi, from his own, he takes his own stuff and he makes the Eruv Tchumen for many people. Omer, he says, Hare Eruv Zub Shvokov Ne'iri, this Eruv should be for all the people in my city. Vavachi Heba Mavim Shtei Sudas, as long as it has enough food that will be used for two Sudas for each people from the city. It doesn't have to be enough bread for two Sudas, it could be enough peanut butter that you can put on the bread for two Sudas. Chumi Shiroi Tvi Yismachlav, anyone from the city who wants could depend on this Eruv. You have to mezakit to them that they have to own the bread or the peanut butter, whatever it is, they have to own it before Shabbos. You mezakit to them through someone else, just like you do by Erev Chaseris. But they have to know before Shabbos that the Erev Tchumen exists. Then the Mechaber says, and this is the Brera part, let's forget to us right now, the Chol Mishadim Baidim, anyone who was told about before Shabbos, I feel the government believe a list of Mechlov Baidim, even though he did not decide before Shabbos that he wants to use this Erev Tchumen, Al Afish Vashaykh, he first decided at night, he first decided in the middle of Shabbos, in the middle of Friday night, a Shabbos morning, he decided that I want to walk to this other city, I want to walk 4,000 amos on Shabbos, and I want my Erev Tchumen that I have 2,000 amos away, I want that to be my home for the Shabbos, so that I can walk 2,000 amos till the Erev Tchumen, and plus another 2,000 amos past that, have the Erev work. I'm loyal to him, but does not know about during the day. Any other listener will have Afish Tepshah. Then, if the person first finds out about it on Shabbos, then it's too late. As long as they knew about it before Shabbos, though, then we could say that they could decide on Shabbos if they want their home for the Shabbos to be their real home where they live, or they want the Erev Tchumen to be the home, their home for the Shabbos, the place where they're kind of Shvisim. And the reason is because this is a question of Brera. That on Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, they're going to decide which place should be their home for the Shabbos, the natural home, or the place where they have their peanut butter jar. And this using the concept of Brera, they were going to say that retroactively when Shabbos started, the place where they were kind of Shvisa, the place which was declared their home, was the place where the peanut butter jar was, or was their own natural home. As long as they knew about it by the beginning of Shabbos, and now they were being kind of Shvisa in one of two places, either their regular home or their peanut butter jar, and in the middle of Shabbos, they could look back and decide, Lamafre, retroactively, which should be the right place, and it works because it's the Rabban, the Geshayla, we say Brera by the Rabban. The Machaber says that somebody puts a person can put an Erev down for all the Shabbos of the year, and he can say that whichever week I want, I'm going to use this Erev Tchumen, and whichever week I don't want, I'm going to have my home in a natural place, and this way I'll be able to walk 2,000 amos in all directions from my home, rather than 2,000 amos in all directions from the Erev. And then he can decide, any given Shabbos, he can decide, every Shabbos, I do want to use the Erev Tchumen this week, I don't want to, and we'll say retroactively, Banish Moshes, by Shkia Tam, at the beginning of that Shabbos, that's when I was kind of Shvisa, either in my home, or the place the Erev Tchumen is put down. Somebody heard there's a Chacham who's coming, and he doesn't know which direction the Chacham's coming from, the Mizrach or the Maariv, and he wants to be able to meet this Tam Chacham to learn from him on Shabbos. And the Chacham's not going to make it all the way to his home city, or he wants to go out to greet the Chacham, he can put down two Erevs in two different directions. And he can say that whichever side I find out on Shabbos the Chacham's coming from, I want to be kind of Shvisa with that Erev, that peanut butter jar, put down in that direction. I can put one peanut butter jar down 2,000 amos to the Mizrach, to the east of my home, 1,000 amos to the west of my home, and then I can have three choices. Either I'm going to be kind of Shvisa by the peanut butter jar of the Mizrach, and then I can walk 4,000 amos to the east, 2,000 amos to the area, plus 2,000 amos past it, or I'm going to be kind of Shvisa by the peanut butter jar, 2,000 amos to my west, or I'm going to be kind of Shvisa in my own home if I decide that I don't want to go in any direction. And he can decide whichever one he wants. The same applies if somebody can tell a few people I'm making an area for whichever one of you wants, whichever one wants to use them. Even though he doesn't decide who's going to use them until Shabbos, they all know about it. And on Shabbos, they can decide who's going to use them, even if there's only enough there, enough material there, enough bread or enough peanut butter there for one person to use it. Any one person, it could be decided on Shabbos who's going to use it. The Alacha talks about this case, how I make air for all the people in the city, and there's not enough peanut butter there. There's not enough there for all the people in the city. So he says that the right way to say it is, I'm putting down air for whoever's going to want to use it for my city. Whoever from my city is going to want to use this air, that's the air it's going to be for. And then as long as there's enough for the amount of people who end up using it any given week, that's good enough. If he says for all the people in my city, then what do you do if everyone wants to use it? There's not enough. So there's work for some people, it's work for nobody, then you really stop. So the way to do it is to say that I'm going to use it, put it down for whoever wants to use it. A famous example of when this type of Erev is made is that it's printed in the Square Kovitz from the Square Hasidim from Tosha Mem Aleph, out of Tosha Mem Aleph, how they made a communal Erev Tchumen to be able to walk from Muncie and from Square to a Good Samaritan hospital, which is located in Sofran. At the time, the Tchumen were as such that one cannot walk from Muncie or Square to this hospital, the Good Sam Hospital, or from Good Sam Hospital to Muncie without the Erev Tchumen, because the city, the ear, the halachic city of Muncie and Square, which were one halachic city, ended at a certain point, and then there was more than 2,000 amos until the hospital. Now, this is going back to many years, and Tavshim Amalek is 1981. Since then, Muncie has been built up. It's possible that right now it's completely connected, and there's no need to make Erev Tchumen. But we're just giving this as an example of how they made a communal Erev Tchumen. They put it in a certain spot, they put down the Erev Tchumen. They're Mepharsim, but they published it in their Kovitz they published their Shtuk of Torah every few months, and they put this in the front. This was right in the beginning of the Kovitz, all the information about the Erev Tchumen and how it works. And this way, everyone will be aware of it, because Allah is, they have to know about it before Shabbos. So everyone will be aware that this Erev Tchumen exists, and someone who has a reason on Shabbos or on Yom Tov to walk to the hospital, they can decide on Shabbos or on Yom Tov that they want to be Kodesh Visa, they want their halachic home for the Shabbos to be the place where the Erev Tchumen was placed. And then the Mafreya retroactively works from the beginning of Shabbos that that was their home. And the opposite is true also, someone who finds themselves in the beginning of Shabbos in the hospital, now they decide in the middle of Shabbos they want to walk back home to Muncie or to Square, they can decide in the middle of Shabbos they want this Erev to be their halachic home. And this could allow them to walk back to their home on Shabbos. This is done in many places, the concept of a communal Erev. And this is really what's discussed in Shulchan Aruch from Tov Gimel, and that's where the concept of Brera comes into play. An individual person very often knows in the beginning of Shabbos where he plans on going. But here we're dealing with the whole Sibra. There's many people, especially the hospital, who don't know in advance. And that's why they put down a communal Erev, so everyone could decide on Shabbos, as long as they know about before Shabbos, they can decide on Shabbos and Yom Tov if they want to use the Erev Tchumen or not.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.